Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Risa.
Good morning. How are you this fine Monday morning, Jim?
On September 21st. Can you believe it? We're going into October.
I know, and you know all of the Halloween costumes are coming out already. I can't believe it.
It's going to be
94 degrees in Los Angeles today, and they're talking about Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, and you even see Christmas trees up in some areas. It's amazing. I think they pushed it a little bit, even with the new cars that come out. I mean, it's almost a year. It's 2016s are already, you know, being advertised, and we got to clear out the 15s. And they should probably wait till the year is up, and then it's more exciting rather than building it up for so long. You know.
It's true.
Boy, Risa, so much going on. I mean, we don't cover everything, but, I mean, we're having our share of fires, and people wonder, like, why did they say the fires create the floods? Well, it's because the fires burn off all the shrubbery on all these hills, and then when it rains, if it ever rains, the mud comes down. That's what causes the problems. And,
absolutely.
And, Risa,
and that,
actually,
that takes us up to our hot topics.
It's hot topic time already.
Yeah, we're moving this morning.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, last night were the Emmys, and there were all kinds of firsts on the Emmys last night. HBO basically ran the show. That was kind of a first that a cable network actually got so many Emmys. Jeffrey Tambor, who I love as an actor, received the Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. He's the first person to play a transgender to win an Emmy. Viola Davis won for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series. She's the first African-American to win that particular Emmy. And I think she said it, that the only reason is that it's because of the opportunity. You have to have an opportunity to be playing a great role. And she was up against Taraji P. Henson for her role as Cookie. And it's great that one of them won, it's great that they were both nominated. But all of the people who were nominated are basically winners. And everybody looked great on the red carpet. It was a little avant-garde in the clothing last night, but everybody looked pretty good. The shows, Allison Janney won, she's now won the most. I'm not sure, but she broke some record last night for Mom, her portrayal of Mom in the series Mom. John Hamm finally won his Emmy for Mad Men, even though the show has currently been canceled. And it was just an exciting night. Now, I have to admit, I didn't watch the Emmys. I've just seen the highlights. I've seen the dresses and that kind of stuff. But if you go on the Internet, you can see all the winners. And just congratulations to all of them.
Well, it was pretty exciting for everybody, and you could see the expressions on their face when they win. It's quite a moment. But
it is. And your hot topic this morning?
Well, here I go with you've heard the term weekend warriors for baby boomers. Basically, that means getting out. You know, sometimes there's not a lot of money there. Sometimes there's money. So there's a lot of destinations, and, you know, we know the weekend turnaround to Vegas with the bus. You can basically go on a lot of these excursions without spending much money. You have cruises, you have specials for cruises, Palm Springs turnarounds, and you can actually do this stuff really, really cheap. And, you know, the the baby boomers from 46 to 64, a Forbes article stated that baby boomers love to travel. And according to industry research, they spend $157 billion on trips every year. And many polls rank travel as the number one leisure activity. So they are getting out. And as far as popular destinations, I'm just going to give you a couple of them and see where you stand. Believe it or not, number one is ecotourism. Green is the new black when it comes to UN World Tourism Organizations, and there'll be some 1.6 billion eco-inspired trips. Can you believe that? Places be like, you know, when you're talking about eco trips and vacations, that's rainforest, nature's preserves, and waterways, coral reefs, and so on. And the number two popular would be adventure category. Baby boomers don't want to be known for being complacent and out of shape. So they're, you know, active type situations, kayaking, cycling, hiking, scuba diving, skiing, and so on and so forth. And that's the number two. So, and that was kind of surprising. And medical tourism is number three. All right, this $40 billion a year trend is mostly inspired by the high cost of medical procedures. See, all right, for instance, a heart bypass surgery is $144,000 in the U.S., and in Israel it's $27,000. Hip replacement, $50,000. In the U.S., only $7,000 if you want to go to India. And, you know, the very popular implants, $2,800 for $900, you can go to Costa Rica. So it gives you an idea why medical tourism is up there.
I'm not going to get any implants. I'm not going to do any medical tourism. But,
you're not going to India.
But that's some great information, Jim, and that brings us up to our first commercial.
All right.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
WTV.com. Easy Way Broadcast. And Rita, we have a really, really special guest that is for Rita and Jim's show, a very good example of a baby boomer with energy. We've got Valerie J. Tucker. It's just endless. Multiple Emmy Awards winning TV news producer, editor. Valerie, are you on?
Hey there. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, hello, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Here's Rita Gray for us, Valerie. I'm Jim.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming on our show, because it looks like you are a literal whirlwind.
And, well, I do the best I can with what I have.
Well, I told Rita, you're a good example for us baby boomers, because you are just so, I mean, you're so busy with production, promotion, distribution, marketing, and you just, I mean, is there ever going to be a day where Valerie stops and takes a break?
Now that I no longer work for the networks and I'm working for myself, it seems like I work all the time. I mean, I have no set hours. I work 24/7, basically. So it's a challenge. And, you know, being a boomer and going into my next phase of my career, it's been a challenge, but I love it. It's a good thing.
Well, you know, Rita and I talk, but Rita does a lot of tech stuff, and it keeps us in tune. And, you know, I've done studies with this learning, and it's really good for you to learn new things and put challenges on yourself. It keeps the old brain cells sharp, you know?
Well, you know, my dad used to say, if you're not living and you're not learning, then you're not really living. So, hey.
That's true. Yeah.
That's kind of like the way it goes. So, you know, no, I've been very blessed you know, career-wise, I'm blessed in my life abundantly. So, you know, now I'm working on a documentary, which is actually my first project independent of Fox or NBC or CBS, any of the networks I've worked for. And it's had its challenges, but, you know, it speaks to us boomers because of the subject matter, actually.
What's the documentary called and what's it about?
Yeah. Okay, the documentary is called A Voice Louder Than Rock, and it's about legendary guitarist Caleb Quay. Caleb Quay is that guy that everybody knows it's him playing guitar, but you have no idea it's him. Caleb is best known as Elton John's original guitarist. So he's the guy on the Rock of the Westies tour for all of you boomers. He's the Hall & Oates guy. He's that guy. And he's an ordained minister, worship pastor with the Foursquare Church here in the L.A. area. But he's also back, you know, put basically exploring his musical DNA. He's got a jazz band. It's a great story. It's very inspirational, and it's a great story. And if you're a boomer, it's your type of story.
Well, you got quite an imagination with all the awards you have and everything. And you began way back in 81, right? Supervising and overseeing soap opera, Ryan Soap and Loving.
My very first job, a guy named Bob Kramer took a chance on me and gave me a job. And at the time, he was actually the king of doing TV record offers before they became popular. He was one of the first guys to do those. And, you know, I got an education, like he said to me, you come stick with me and I'll give you an education, because that wasn't really what I was going to do in life. I was supposed to write soap operas and act in soap operas. That was actually my original goal in life. I ended up in TV news. So that ended up being a real life soap opera. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Are you familiar with Days of Our Lives?
Absolutely.
Okay, do you remember a gentleman by the name of Bill Hayes?
Sure. He's married to Susan Seifel.
That's my cousin.
Really?
Yeah, Bill's brother George. George was president of World Book Encyclopedia. And my father's sister married George Hayes, and he was one of the founders of Jellycraft. And I met Bill way back at the Melody Top in Hillside, Illinois, and that was back in the 50s, I think. So,
wow.
You know,
yeah,
the time goes so fast, doesn't it? It's like, what the
heck?
Yes, it does. Reason I was talking about that, does it seem to be going faster when you get older? Do you notice that, or is that just the same?
Yes, it does. It really has. You know, I have two grandsons who are teenagers, and honestly, I was telling them yesterday, they actually keep me very young, because the mind is willing, but the body just ain't able. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Rita and I talk about that a lot. But you know, Rita is a real mover and a shaker. She goes snorkel diving and all those things that we talk about. So if something comes up, like there's going to be a skydiving event, we'll call Reef and say, hey, Reef, it's time to skydive.
Right, and I'm ready for it. Now, you know, last night was the Emmys, and we just talked about that. You're an Emmy winner.
Yes, I've been blessed. I've got two as a producer for a Black History series I did for the Fox station here in Los Angeles. Called Songs of Our Success with Tony McEwing.
Songs of Our Success, right.
Uh-huh. And we actually had five Emmy noms. We won two out of the five, so that was pretty special. I really was honored that my peers in other markets recognized my work. And I have seven as an editor for various shows, Good Day L.A., Fox 11 Morning News, I believe it is, and I have a couple for CBS News for Best Broadcast back in 96. So, yeah, I've been very, very
long
blessed.
Yeah,
so where do you keep all of those Emmys? I've always wanted to know.
I'll make you laugh. When I won my first two, I actually used them as doorstops to hold my door.
You know,
doors
I hear that.
It was brought to my attention that, first of all, those things are pointy, and if they fall over, they can be a weapon. So
yeah.
As I amassed more, I actually have them. Right now, they're in my family room. 8 of them are on display. The 9th one fell and just happened to hit in such a way that it actually broke the statue. So it's in a box in my closet. So I really do need to send that back to the Academy so they can send me a new one.
I heard you have to pay for them. If you break it, you got to buy it.
Not anymore. No, they'll replace it. Now, here's the catch. If you're not named, like, say, if your name isn't specifically on that form, and you work for, say, that show, and that show wins an Emmy, yes, you are entitled to get an Emmy, but you do have to pay them $250 to get one.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. So let's just put it this way. I'm sure the Emmy people aren't really hurting financially at this point. I don't think so, are you people? Don't want to get on their bad side. Just keeping it real, people.
Yeah.
And another interesting fact, you worked on TMZ with Harvey Levin.
Well, actually, I did not work on TMZ, but I have worked with Harvey. I got to know Harvey during the O.J. Simpson trial. I was working for KCBS at the time, and so was Harvey. Harvey was a reporter. He was the O.J. reporter. Him and Pat LaLama were the two main reporters for the station that was on the OJ.
Remember.
I worked closely with Harvey then. I've never worked for TMZ. Can't say I've worked for TMZ, but I have worked with Harvey.
Is he the same Harvey today as he was then when he was doing Hard News?
Harvey is Harvey.
Harvey's Harvey.
I love Harvey, but he is Harvey.
I mean, if you know Harvey, then you know Harvey is Harvey.
Well, Val, you've got so much behind you. How are you doing with that? How did it affect the transition that we talk about with all the social media and the internet and so on and so forth, even in the filming with the new technology? Have you enjoyed that transition?
Well, it's been a learning experience, and it still is. I'm fortunate because I'm actually not editing this film, but everything, you know, this film has been a real learning experience for me in terms of social media and getting the word out, posting clips. You know, we're still trying to raise money to finish the film. So we're looking for investors, or if you want to go to our GoFundMe page and donate, you know, the guitar guys, the boomer guys, all you good people who know and love rock and roll, then Caleb is your guy. You know, we're trying to raise money to finish this film. There's a lot of interest that's been shown. So I'm very hopeful, you know. So if you got any spare money you want to invest in a film that is going to bring you back to when we were young, I'm your girl. Just get in touch.
So how did they get in touch with you, Valerie? What's the name of your GoFundMe page? Do you have a website or?
Yes, the GoFundMe page is called A Voice Louder Than Rock Documentary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called A Voice Louder Than Rock Documentary. We have a Facebook page, A Voice Louder Than Rock. And I believe we have a Facebook page also called A Voice Louder Than Rock and Roll, because this documentary is actually based on the biography that was written about Caleb in 2006 called A Voice Louder Than Rock and Roll. So all we did was decide to do it as a documentary and shorten the book title. So It's, you know, so that's, we have, I believe we have, you know, Caleb also has a group called Caleb Quay and the Faculty, so they have a page. And they're playing around the Southern California area. So, you know, it's good times, people.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Valerie, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for all the wonderful things you've done over the years with the documentaries and working for all the networks and being an active baby boomer. We don't have to lay down at once we retire. Matter of fact, we just never retire, do we?
Being a good example for most baby boomers. Yep.
I can't thank you enough for having me. Thank you so very much.
We want to have you back. There's so much more for all the years you've been, you know, doing this and for everything that you've accomplished. And you're like a visionary behind so many productions. There's a lot more we'd like to talk about. We just don't have that much time. But we want to have you on again and just get into some of the cool stories.
Well, thank you so much, and I'd love to do a return guest.
All right.
Well, great. Thank you again, Valerie.
Thanks, Val.
You bet. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
And that brings us to commercial.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, as everybody probably knows, iOS 9 has been released for the iPhone. Now, this doesn't mean anything to any of you people who have the other smartphones. But in a way, it kind of does, because as goes the iPhone, so does everybody else. So whatever's new with them is new with everybody. Now, I personally got caught off guard because I didn't expect to see iOS 9 coming out so soon. I thought it was going to come out when the actual iPhone 6S was actually released, but apparently it's already been released. I did update my phone. A lot of people like to wait a little while before they update it. I went ahead and did the update. There are some things that are different that I can see. The way that you close your windows on iOS 9 is a little bit different. You double-click your button, and instead of them dropping down to the bottom of the screen, they kind of fan across the screen, and you can actually look at two windows at the same time, which is really kind of good. I'm the type of person that I'm always trying to dial a phone number that's from an email or from a text or something, and you have to go back and forth, or copy and paste it. This way you can keep both windows open and actually dial the number from the page that you're, not only the phone, but you also have the other page open so you can look at the number. I think that's the best feature I've found so far. I haven't seen a real big difference. In the keyboard, they do uppercase and lowercase letters now. I had never noticed that they didn't do uppercase and lowercase letters, but they actually do, so you can see the difference in that. It's a little different. I'm still exploring the features. I did hear this morning that there was a hack that was going on with iOS 9, but it's really only affecting people in Japan. So far there are no real major issues from what I can tell. So I would say it's pretty safe to go right ahead, upgrade your iPhone to iOS 9. And if you're going to get an iOS, if you're going to get an iPhone 6S, you definitely need to upgrade so you have a smooth transition from going to the other. iPhone 6s are coming out within a week or so, I think, now. They are flying off the shelves. I don't understand it. If you have a iPhone 6, I don't really understand upgrading to an iPhone 6S. It's supposed to have some features, but I don't know. The phones, to buy an iPhone 6 with 128 gigs is $1,000 with tax. You know, they advertise them for $600, which is still an outrageous amount of money to pay for a phone. But for $1,000 for 128 gigs, and for me, that's how many gigs I need because I use the video a lot. So I don't know what to tell you. You can buy a car for $1,000. It's just amazing to me that we are now paying $1,000 for what the phone company used to give us for free in our homes. What can I tell you? But iOS 9, I'd say go ahead and update to it. iPhone 6S, I don't know. Maybe wait for the 7 or the 8. And that's it for Tech Time today.
All right. Sounds good, Rafe, as usual. Very informative.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, folks, sometimes we just want to get up and go do something, whether it's a trip or whatever. And I just want to throw the emphasis out on planning ahead, whether it's a weekend trip or long-term goals that we've talked about in the past. The importance of planning ahead is really vital. In an article in Dream Achievers, I'll give you about 6 reasons why planning ahead really matters. Assessing risk and opportunities. Taking risk is necessary for growth, expanding the comfort zone, and achieving success. Okay, remember just a couple of these things. Planning ahead gives us confidence to take the risks that others may not take. By planning ahead, we can identify the associated risks. Becoming proactive. Without proper planning, okay, we would not be ready to respond to challenges. By being proactive, you'll be able to take the right action in the face of a challenge. You know, it sounds simple and old-fashioned, but it's true. Okay, so we got good plans. You know, it's so basic, this stuff, but we overlook it. And I remember situations where somebody is an experienced contractor, but they overlook the basics, and even the basics on safety, and they wind up getting hurt, and yet they've been on the job longer than anybody. Enough time to develop teams. Team development is vital to success, basically successful projects on the whole, in the organization as a whole. Time for revising and updating a plan. Okay, it's the old scenario where if the plane takes off from New York and it's supposed to land in California, it goes off track once in a while. And all you do is get it back on track and it lands in the exact spot. Okay, so effective plans are revised and updated regularly. Keep on top of that. Our original plans can and should be evolve over time so we can stay on track and keep the proper course. Remember the plane. Okay, rewarding by planning ahead. We plan for success. It's just a matter of, and I keep saying this over and over, it's just common sense. And like long-term retirement. You know, we didn't take our time, a lot of us, and look what happened. So we got to, you know, you reap what you sow, so here we are. So you make the best of what you're where you're at, but no matter where you're at, make those plans, even if it's for a little trip. and you'll go forward and do whatever you're going to do with a little bit more confidence. It might turn out right. You might save some money. There you go, Reith.
All right.
So anyway, you know, but it does make sense, Reith. You plan your trips when you go on your little voyages that you go on. You know, that's kind of touch and base in our, you know, our weekend jaunts and that. But you probably do a little planning ahead, right?
I'm pretty spontaneous, Jim, but I do plan something.
I was supposed to use you as an example.
I'm pretty much a bad example for anything for baby boomers. What can I tell you? You know what my Christmas present to me is?
What's that?
It's one of those hoverboards.
Okay? Ah, did you see that?
Which no one my age should probably be riding, but I already ordered it. I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait to give the review, but that's my Christmas present to me. So,
Reith, I got a little advice. I got a little advice for you. Eric was out there buzzing all over. He picked it up pretty quick, and he got on his little periscope thing, and a lot of people were watching him do that thing. Well, I got on it, and I held onto the ceiling because that thing moves really quick, and you got to get used to it. So you should have something to hold on to till you kind of get the format a little bit, you know?
You can hold on to the ceiling. Trust me, I'm not close to any ceiling. So you have
railing,
one.
Whatever.
Aren't they fun?
They really move you around pretty quick, and I'm amazed at how the battery lasts for so long. I mean, you just kind of swoop along there, and it's pretty quick.
Yeah, it's supposed to have like 10 miles worth of batteries or something. I'm not sure, but I look forward to getting mine, so I'll have to
tips
from Eric on how to ride it.
Good gas mileage, you know. A little tricky carrying the groceries, but yeah, what the heck. They're always coming out with something interesting. But yeah,
but
Eric,
you can push a cart with it.
Yeah, oh yeah. I suppose you could take it to the supermarket, I suppose.
If they let us ride. When everybody's riding them, they'll probably start banning them. But we're out of time, Jim.
You get pulled over, Reith. Could you imagine that?
No.
Well, everybody,
but we had a great guest. Thank you, Valerie J. Tucker, for being on the show. We'll be back next Monday morning at 10 a.m. Everybody go to easywaybroadcasting.com. Check out what's new and what's hip and what's going on the easy way.
Yep.
Go to our Facebook page, Baby Boomers Live. My Facebook, Reitha Gray. My Twitter, Reitha Gray. Just Google Reitha Gray. You can find me. Someday we're going to get Jim functioning on the social media. So
Reitha
if you
Gray,
want to talk
play.
To Jim or listen to Jim, you got to come back next Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Call me on the phone. You know, easywaybroadcasting.com, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we appreciate you, and we hope we're giving you a little bit of advice once in a while.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Reitha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.